Squirrel Hill is Pittsburgh's largest neighborhood with more than 27,000 residents in its nearly 4 square miles. Many Good Question listeners live or work in the East End community, and as 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports, they had many curiosities about their neighborhood.
From the sprawling fields of Schenley Park to the shopping on Forbes and Murray Avenues to the architecturally stunning churches and synagogues, Squirrel Hill contains a lot of Pittsburgh history and culture. Good Question asker Roger Rafson lives in the community and wondered how it got its name.
It's just been a curiosity because obviously we are high up. We are on a hill. That part I get. But the squirrel part was always curious to me.
Sure, there are squirrels in the neighborhood, but there are squirrels throughout Pittsburgh. Squirrel Hill's origins begin with the Ice Age when glaciers cut through the region. Squirrel Hill Historical Society Vice President Helen Wilson says the name probably comes from Native Americans who once used the elevated region as a temporary hunting ground, though it's difficult to prove.
There's some references that we can't prove that say it was named by the Native Americans because of all the squirrels.
But not everyone was into the moniker.
As Squirrel Hill began to develop into a neighborhood, some people didn't like the name, and they wanted to call it Highland or Viewland.
By the mid-1700s, as French and British trappers and traders roamed the region, treaties were pushing Native Americans out of the area. British farmers soon followed. Squirrel Hill Historical Society's Tony Andovina says the first log houses were built in the late 1700s, including the well-known Robert Neal Log House in Schenley Park.
But it's one of the earliest examples of a permanent settlement in western Pennsylvania.
He says when preservationists tried to improve the Neal structure in the 1960s, it was so unstable that it fell down. So technically, the log house is a reconstruction around the original fireplace and chimney. It's even being considered for a spot on the Lewis and Clark Trail experience.
Research that they submitted to us done by the National Park Service suggested that Meriwether Lewis, when he made his last trip to Pittsburgh, stopped at the Neal Log House to water his horses.
As the population grew in the late 18th century, industry arrived. Helen Wilson says there was a salt works in Nine Mile Run, where brine wells were drilled by hand near the mouth of the waterway. Saline Street is a nod to this industry. Coal mined in the area ensured that there was a way for residents to fuel the fires that would boil salt from water.
Because you could not live without salt. That's the only way you could preserve meat over the winter.
While Pittsburgh continued to expand its industry with iron, steel, and glass, wealthy residents were attracted to Squirrel Hill. It was on a trolley line, far from the smoky riverfronts, and had plenty of land to build mansions. Many streets in the neighborhood are named for historic landowners, including former Congressman Walter Forward of Forward Avenue and glassmaker Thomas Whiteman of Whiteman Street. Good Question asker Catherine Egan wondered about another roadway.
I was stuck in traffic on Beacon Street in Squirrel Hill, and I wondered, was there ever a beacon on Beacon Street?
Mac Booker wondered the same.
It never occurred to me until relatively recently to wonder why you would have a street called Beacon Street in the middle of Squirrel Hill.
Helen Wilson of the Historical Society says it is the highest point in the neighborhood at 1,200 feet above sea level, so maybe.
So it's possible that that could have been a hill where they would have set beacon fires as signal fires.
But most of her research suggests it's more likely after a neighborhood in New England.
They needed a high-sounding name for it, so it's patterned after Beacon Hill in Boston.
Squirrel Hill is now considered one of the most diverse neighborhoods in Pittsburgh. Jewish families began moving there in the 1910s, and, unlike in other cities, did not move away when many other communities fled to the suburbs after World War II. In recent decades, meanwhile, Squirrel Hill has seen a boom in its Asian population, thanks in part to the draw of Carnegie Mellon and Pitt. Today, 17% of the neighborhood's population is Asian, making it a cultural hub for the region. And yes, you can still find a lot of squirrels. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
Good Question is a regular feature and podcast on 90.5 WESA, where we investigate what you've always wondered about Pittsburgh. Check out more stories, submit a question of your own, and subscribe to our podcast at wesa.fm/goodquestion.